Conclave by Robert Harris. Read by Roy Macmillan. I thought it wiser not to eat with the cardinals. I ate in my room. At the 11th ballot, I was elected Pope. Oh, Jesus, I too can say what Pius XII said when he was elected. Have mercy on me, Lord, according to thy great mercy. One would say that it is like a dream, and yet, until I die, it is the most solemn reality of all my life. So I'm ready, Lord, to live and die with you. About 300,000 people applauded me on St. Peter's balcony. The arc light stopped me from seeing anything other than a shapeless, heaving mass. Pope John XXIII, diary entry, 28th of October, 1958. I was solitary before, but now my solitariness becomes complete and awesome. Hence the dizziness, like vertigo, like a statue on a plinth. That is how I live now. Pope Paul VI. Chapter 1. Sede Vacante. Cardinal Lomelli left his apartment in the Palace of the Holy Office shortly before 2 in the morning and hurried through the darkened cloisters of the Vatican towards the bedroom of the Pope. He was praying. Oh Lord, he still has so much to do, whereas all my useful work in your service is completed. He is beloved while I am forgotten. Spare him, Lord, spare him. Take me instead. He toiled up the cobbled slope towards the Piazza Santa Marta. The Roman air was soft and misty, yet already he could detect the first faint chill.